The Colcliffs on RNIB Connect Radio.
Number 7 Jubilee Terrace.
Oh, am I glad to see it. You know, there was a moment when I thought I might never see it again.
You help him out, Mrs. Colcliffe, while I pay the taxi.
Come on then, Bryn. Let's be having you.
I don't need help, you know. I'm perfectly capable of getting out of a taxi.
How much do I owe you?
I'll have you a couple of quid, love.
Have you got your key?
And I'm perfectly capable of opening my own front door, thank you.
I don't know why I bother.
Not that I'm not grateful. Don't think I'm not grateful, Rini. And it does my heart good just to have you here, you know that. I felt like a young lad when I saw you come into the hospital this morning. And every time you've been to visit, for that matter. Oh, Rini.
Shh, here's Blodwyn. Now you sit down and I'll go and put the kettle on.
How are you, Dad? How have you coped with the journey?
All right. I'm perfectly all right.
Oh, yes. That's why they had you on a drip and a monitor, I suppose.
Oh, that was a week ago. They've had me up and walking about every day since then.
And all that pain you had.
Oh, well, that's true. I never want to go through that again. I thought I was a goner when that pain started.
We all did, Dad. You scared the living daylights out of me and Stewie.
Ah, but you see, I was all right a couple of days later. Walking about that ward perky as anything. Stewie shouldn't have stopped. He should have gone back on his original flight. All that money wasted. And you should have gone back with him as well.
How could I, Dad? How could I go and leave you in hospital, not knowing? Oh, it was bad enough, Stewie having to go. If only that relief manager could have stayed on a bit.
Anyway, there's no need for you to stay on any longer. Not now I'm home. Your place is by your husband, helping your husband. I'll be all right now. Rini, look after me, won't you, Rini?
Well, yes, of course I will, Bryn. I'll do my best anyway.
Oh, don't talk such nonsense, Dad. I'm not leaving you till I'm certain you're over that heart attack and back to normal.
I am back to normal. Just got to take it steady for a few weeks, that's all.
And alter your diet and your lifestyle.
Oh, that nonsense. I tell you, I'm dying for a good old fry-up after that hospital food.
Oh, that's exactly what you mustn't have. I got you some muesli,
huh?
And that's what you're having for your breakfast from now on.
That's it, Blodwyn. You tell him. No more fry-ups ever again.
Bernard. Oh, thank goodness you're still here.
Only just, Mark. Only just.
I'm sorry I'm late. I can't apologise enough.
You're right there. Half a lager?
Ta. You see, Mr. Blow suddenly decided that we had to have this car finished.
Half a lager, please.
Half a lager it is.
There were no need. It'd have done later, but he got all stroppy. I don't know what he's been like lately.
Where you are, Doc?
It's as though he's got it in for me over summit. I told him I was meeting somebody for lunch and he just said, cheese.
Thanks. Keep the change.
I'll tell very much.
There were nothing I could do.
If you weren't certain you could come, you should have arranged another time.
Well, I thought it were all right.
I had to put off an important meeting to get here. And then I've been sitting twiddling my thumbs for 3/4 of an hour.
Yeah, but I've told you why.
I'm telling you, young Mark. You've been avoiding me this last few months. You've made it quite clear I'm not wanted at your house now that you've got Philip in residence. And then suddenly it's urgent. You've got to see me today. Really important. Can't wait.
Yeah, well, it is important.
And then you can't even be bothered to turn up.
Oh, I've explained all that.
Anyway, I've got to go now. Back to the office. I've cancelled one meeting and I can't cancel another.
But I've got to talk to you.
Sorry, I'm late already.
Well, what about tonight then?
Off to a conference, I'm afraid. Down in London. Away for several days. I'll see you next week when I'm back. I'm sure it's not as urgent as all that.
But it is. It's life or death.
You'll have to learn not to be so melodramatic, young Mark. Look, sorry I blew up. I'm under a bit of pressure at work. Now I must get back. I'll give you a bell next week, okay?
Oh, flipping heck. What do I do now? Give us a pint of lager, will you?
All right, a pint of lager coming up.
Hey, it's nice out here in the park in a bit of winter sunshine. It doesn't seem a minute since I were pushing you on that same swing.
Yeah. Well, give us a break, Dad, and push Nevy a bit, will you? Can you manage from your wheelchair?
Of course I can manage. Hey, shove over. Come on, little soldier. Let's see how high your granddad can get you.
Don't push him too high. He's not used to it.
Hey, hey, up we go. Hey, I thought you'd stopped smoking.
I had, till that idiot held us at knife point.
Does your mother know you've started again?
No, and I don't want her to know. Her going on at me be the last straw.
She's bound to find out sooner or later.
Why do you think I've been taking the nipper for so many walks? Just to get out of the house and have a crafty drag?
I thought it weren't like you to want so much exercise. There's me thinking you were worried about little Nevy's cough, busy getting him some fresh air. Any road off, he's getting better. I've hardly heard him cough today.
It's been in your dry house instead of my damp one.
Aye, lass. I wish I could think of a way to keep you in it a bit longer. I wish you and Nev were more settled.
Speak for yourself. Dad, I know it's none of my business, but Mum and him next door. You ought to put your foot down.
I've tried that, lass, and it's got me nowhere. And I don't want to antagonise her, see? I can easily make it worse.
Well, then, why not be more positive? Look, why don't you take her out more? Romantic dinners, back row of the pictures, all that.
In a wheelchair?
But you're not stuck in a wheelchair anymore. Not for short distances.
Ah, you're right. I've got used to being stuck in. Got in a rut. Time I changed me tactics, eh?
Right, Mark. How's that car coming on?
Just about finished, Mr. Blow. I've only got this faulty windscreen.
Ah, that's good. That's good. I promise it'll be ready by 4 o'clock, and I don't like letting good customers down.
It'll be ready.
Oh, Speaking of good customers, I hear your family's been having a bit of trouble with Mr. Bernard Rowley of the Six Towns Building Society.
What?
Your dad was telling me.
What was he telling you?
About Mr. Rowley doing a spot of propositioning.
My dad was telling you that?
He was trying to find out a bit more about him, where he lived and all that. I don't like giving details about my customers, but under the circumstances...
I can't believe my dad would do that.
Don't worry about it, lad. It won't go any further, but what I want to know is how your Wendy come to meet Bernard Rowley in the first place. It wasn't me as introduced her.
Wendy?
Now, don't act stupid. You know what I'm getting at. Only person who could have introduced Wendy to Mr. Rowley is you, lad. I think you've been mixing a bit of business with pleasure. Or is it business with business?
Mr. Blow.
Well, what you do in your own time is your own concern, but at the end of the day, I don't want to offend a good customer. And he's a very, very good customer, is Mr. Rowley. He's more important to me than you are. So watch your step, lad.
Oh, what a day it's been at work. One of them days when nothing goes right.
I'll put kettle on, Mum. You sit down, put your feet up.
I will in a bit. I'd better just pop round and see how Bryn is.
There's no need. He's got Blodwyn with him.
I'd better go and check in case she needs any help.
In that case, I'll go and check.
It's no bother for me.
Well, it's no bother for me neither. I and I've been working with guts out in a pot bank.
In any case, Mum, you've got to get ready.
Get ready? What for?
Go on, Dad.
Well, I'm taking you out. I've booked a table at this here Italian restaurant in Hanley.
You've booked a table?
Booked a table and booked a taxi.
But how are you going to manage your wheelchair?
I shall leave it behind, lass. Taxi to the door and I shall manage the short distance inside on me sticks.
Well.
So no arguing. You put your feet up and have a cup of tea. I'm off next door.
Looks like it's all been organised already.
Yes, Mum, it has. It's time you and Dad went out a bit more and started to enjoy life. Now, I'm going to get his nibs up in the bathroom and out the way, and then you're going to have a long-hot bubble bath and get ready for a night on the town. Hello. This is a nice surprise. Come in.
Hello, Rini. Is that you?
Wait, dinner. It's Rini's husband.
Oh, Rini. I wasn't expecting.
Oh, it sounded like it.
I just sort of come past the window on her way home from work, like, so I thought...
You thought she'd be straight round to see you.
Well, but she promised Blodwyn she'd keep an eye on me with her knowing all about nursing.
There's really no need. I can manage perfectly well on my own.
Aye, well, she's come home from work deadbeat, so I come round instead. Just in case you need it out.
Well, to tell you the truth, I could just do with popping out of the shop for a minute, if you don't mind sitting with him.
I don't need sitting with him, all right.
Oh, I bet you'd need sitting with you if it were Rini, though. Well, he'll have to put up with me instead.
Go on, Blodwyn. Go and do your shopping.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Colclough. They won't be long.
Mum! Oh, is Dad in?
No, he's not. But what about... Hello, Mum. How are you? What about a kiss?
Oh, sorry. Hello, Mum.
That's better. I may be chief cook and bottle washer, but I do deserve a bit of notice.
My dad's not in then. I thought he would be.
Oh, he's round next door with the invalid.
Oh, how long will he be?
How do I know? What's so urgent? Sit down, have a cup of tea. I've just made one.
Oh, ta.
Well, why do you want to see your dad all urgent suddenly? He's been sitting on his own long enough, desperate for visitors.
Oh, it's not.
Mark?
Well, I just had a dust-up with Mr. Bloor at garage. He were making all sorts of insinuations.
Insinuations? Oh, here's your tea.
Apparently my dad's been asking questions.
Your dad has? What sort of questions?
Oh, you probably know nout about it. I'll wait till he gets back.
No, go on. You tell me. What sort of questions?
Asking him about Bernard Rowley. So much about Bernard propositioning our Wendy.
Oh, yes. I remember now. Oh, it's a good while since, though. Before your dad went away last time. Oh, we were getting very worked up about things. Been on his own a lot. He had too much time to think.
Go on.
Well, he decided it weren't in your nature to be like you are.
You mean gay? Why don't you say it, Mum?
All right. We've never actually talked about it, have we, Mark? About you being gay.
There, you see. It weren't so bad, were it?
No, of course it weren't. And I want you to know, Mark, I'm right with you. If that's how you are, you're best coming out in the open with it instead of trying to conceal it. I'm proud of you, Mark, because it couldn't have been easy.
Well, thanks, Mum. I wish everybody was as open-minded.
No. If you conceal your true nature, no matter what it is, you end up living a life of lies and ruining everybody else's life around you. Like that Bernard Rowley.
What do you mean? Bernard's never concealed that.
Oh, perhaps not from you, but what about his wife and his children?
Wife and children? Bernard? I don't believe it.
Well, that's what your dad found out from Bernard Bloor. Big house down at Longston, married with two kids. Well, we weren't sure whether you knew or not.
No, I didn't know. Are you certain?
Oh, yes. Your dad made absolutely certain. So you see, he's been leading a double life as Mr. Bernard Rowley. Out at Longston, he's a respectable married man and a faithful husband. But in Anley, it's a different kettle of fish.
Oh, I need time to take this in. I can't believe it.
Oh, I'm sorry, love. I couldn't think. You'd have no idea.
Well, I haven't. I'm going down to the pub to think it through. I might be back later.
But Mark, love, we're going out. Oh, dear. Oh, I should have told him more gently. I never thought he'd take it like that. I thought Bernard were a thing of the past since Philip came on the scene.
Mom? What are you doing sitting here in the kitchen? You're supposed to be getting ready for a romantic evening out.
Hello.
Hi. Oh, it's you, Mark.
Nice to be wanted. Who do you think it was? Where's my mum and dad?
I'm gone out. And I thought it'd be better off, Nev. He was supposed to be coming round an hour ago, watch telly with me. God knows where he's got to. I've rung the house and he's not there. You think he could have managed to come round and see me on the one night when I've got the house to myself? Or had?
Sorry to disappoint you, our kid. I'll clear off if he comes. I were hoping to have a word with Dad. Where have they gone?
Romantic evening out. Celebration for Dad walking again.
Oh, no. Just my luck. Seems as though as soon as I need people, they're all too busy.
You've been drinking?
Drowning me sorrows.
What sorrows you've got? Lost one of your favourite ties? You got a hole in one of your socks?
If only you knew. I tell you, I'm in trouble, Cheryl. Real deep trouble. And it seems there's nobody can help me out of it.
Today's writer was Joyce Holliday. The Colcroughs was devised by Tony Perrin and is a Mike Hopwood production.
The Colcloughs return with another episode on Monday.